Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
And many women in this island.
May 19th, 1940, Winston Churchill was about to give his first radio address as England's Prime Minister, but Winnie had a bad habit of turning his head when he talked. So theater director Tyrone Guthrie stood behind Churchill and held his ears as the Prime Minister spoke into the microphone.
Is not this the appointed time for all to make the utmost exertions in their power?
The 6'5" Tyrone Guthrie was also the man behind Minneapolis's Guthrie Theater. He chose Minneapolis for his theater because it was far from Broadway. He also wanted the theater to have a thrust stage, not one of those annoying proscenium stages. May 7th, 1963, the Guthrie Theater opened, with Tyrone Guthrie directing an updated Hamlet with tennis rackets and umbrellas for props. A reviewer declared that the Guthrie was off to a happy start. Tyrone Guthrie collaborated with his Minneapolis theater until 1969. He died 2 years later.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities. Made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.